remain. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, and what a show do we have planned for you on this beautiful Friday. The end of January is here. The football season is pushing on. A lot of Champions League action during the week, Premier League stuff over the weekend, big results, big storylines, controversy all over the place, and a whole lot more. We got it covered for all of you on this hour. First segment, it's really cool. We're bringing on Bruce Arena, legendary coach, 5 national titles at the collegiate level, 5 MLS Cups. He's coached the U.S. men's national team twice and most recently appointed as the San Jose Earthquakes manager. The team didn't do so well last year. They've made some signings in the offseason. He knows what he's doing, man. He's been around forever. He's been coaching for 40-plus years now. Fun fact, he actually started as a lacrosse coach at the University of Virginia prior to getting involved with the soccer program. But nonetheless, we're looking forward to picking his brain, figuring out what's coming up for the San Jose Earthquakes as they kick off their season on February 22nd. And we're going to obviously dive into the Premier League. There's a ton of stuff that went on this weekend. We're going to actually save Champions League talk for the first segment of the next hour, just because we're going to be so jammed up with the interview with Bruce Arena, which we couldn't be more excited for. So we're going to stick to the Week 23 recap and the Week 24 preview. Some stuff going on in the transfer window, most notably Matthias Tells of Bayern Munich, young striker. Tottenham and Bayern Munich agreed to a $60 million fee for him, and the player says no. Tough look for Tottenham. I don't really know where they go from here. There's been a lot of other transfer news and speculation. Not much that's actually getting done thus far. It's rumored Aston Villa are interested in Marcus Rashford. Arsenal bid for Ollie Watkins, which was shut down within 7 minutes. Reports are coming back. They were insulted by the offer. And just so much to get to on the next hour. But nonetheless, coming up next, we're going to bring on Bruce Arena, legendary MLS and U.S. national team coach. We're bringing on my co-host Nico Bisos as well to dive in on the action. And First Touch rolls on, baby. Could not be more excited. Week 24 already of the Premier League. Who would have thought? But nonetheless, we're getting to all of it here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Do not move. We'll be right back bringing on Mr. Bruce Arena.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget Celebrate responsibly.
Lots of hydration through water and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
First Touch rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and it is my absolute pleasure to bring on a five-time national champion with the University of Virginia, five-time MLS Cup champion, twice coached the U.S. men's national team, including two World Cups, with a quarterfinal appearance in 2002, and most recently hired by the San Jose Earthquakes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bruce Arena. Bruce, how are we doing, my friend?
Good, thank you. It's great to be on today.
Absolutely. Tyler Levine here. First, we're going to get my co-host Nico Beefsauce on as well. I first just wanted to ask, because it's been on my mind since you've been appointed. You've worked with so many different teams at the club level and obviously have vast experience with the U.S. men's national team. What's your approach going into a new situation like this, and how do you handle rebuilding a team your way?
Well, clearly, the first order of business is getting on the same page with ownership and understanding the things we want to accomplish. And secondly, is just improving the roster. And thirdly, getting to know not only the players, but the support staff and the front office. So everyone can be on the same page and work together to try to achieve some goals that, you know, we want to set for our team.
Thank you, Coach. Nico here. I got to say, I'm pretty jealous. You're in beautiful, warm San Jose. I'm stuck in New England, which you're very familiar with from your pass over the Revolution. It's very, very cold here, Coach. I got to tell you.
I don't miss that at all, to be honest with you.
I know. I don't doubt it. Coach, Cristian Arango was a very important signing for you guys as you were looking for a strong number nine. Now, whether you're coming in in the team as a new transfer, you were there before, how important is mentality to you? Because you're rebuilding a team, you're going to get new players, old players. So I just wanted to ask you, how important is it for you to work with players with the right mentality to fit into your game plan?
Well, it's very important. You know, I need to get to know those players firsthand, and they need to get to know me and the way we want to operate the team. And the player you mentioned, Chicho, has been outstanding. You know, he's a little bit behind in fitness, but he works real hard every day in training. He's good in the locker room, and he's just a very good addition to our team.
Great to hear.
Bruce Arena, coach of the San Jose Earthquakes. They kick off their season on February 22nd against Real Salt Lake. Coach, I was curious. You've obviously been around the U.S. men's national team since the late 90s. You've been around the MLS for quite a long time as well. And it's safe to say this is probably the most talented group of players at the national level that we've had In general, what's changed in the development of players here in the United States that it's allowed our national team to develop such a promising group of players, but also at the MLS level? I think it's very safe to say this is the highest level of play that we've seen for the MLS. So what have you noticed in the development of players stateside?
Well, you know, the American player today has a tremendous advantage in their development. We have academy systems now across the United States. The young players are exposed to the sport at every level in the world now with television and, you know, getting the opportunity to see these players in person when they visit the United States. It's just a great learning experience, and MLS gives them the opportunity. But everything you need to develop players is now here in the United States. And now we see not only our players improving and developing in our country, but you see our players that go abroad are playing big roles with some of the biggest clubs in Italy, in England, in Holland, in Germany, in Spain. So it's tremendous to see the growth of the American player. They continue to get more experiences. They can continue to get exposed at all different levels, and they continue to improve.
Coach, let me ask you a fun one. You've been a coach forever, very decorated career. Who would you say is one of the most talented players you've had to guide, you've had to coach in your career so far?
Well, that's not an easy question to answer. You know, just off the top of my head, I'd say Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, Robbie Keane, David Beckham, Kristen Pulisic, Claudio Reyna. You know, I can go on and on. I guess Tony Meola, Brad Friedel, you know.
Absolutely.
I wanted to add on to that. What's something that you notice in terms of mentality and leadership with these guys, and how important is it coming into a new team like the Earthquakes to find that leader, that group of guys, to establish your way of play, the way people show up for training? We see it so often with players nowadays and reports, you know, they're not training hard, they're going out, all this crazy stuff. For you going into a new team, is that something that presents itself? How do you handle that situation and identifying that in a new group of players that you're just getting to know?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The last coaching opportunities I had over the last 10, 15, 20 years, I've had just a great group of players to work with. They come to work every day. They're well-focused. They train hard. They're good teammates. This group of players I have now are excellent. They've done a great job. We have no issues. The same was the case in New England. And the group in New England was some of the finest athletes I've ever coached. So I've fortunately not had that many issues. I know you see today with professional athletes, there's problems. You know, in the NBA, players aren't happy making only $50 million. They're not happy with a lot of things, and they want to get traded. You see it in the NFL. You see it in baseball. I've been very fortunate in our league. It's still growing and not at the level of the NFL yet or baseball or the NBA, but they have great attitudes. They want to improve. They want to see the league grow. So, you know, I'm fortunate that we don't have those issues. So I think because of that, we have a chance to really improve as a club this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we deal with the pressures of MLS, and hopefully we're a team that can move up the ladder and be a much more competitive team in 2025.
Coach, we talked about development, and Tyler touched on it, and the evolution of the league. The Earthquakes have had pretty good success with developing players through their academy, which is, I'm pretty sure, it's going to be something you'll have your eye on. As a coach, as an experienced coach, what would be your advice to a kid that, you know, plays soccer and wants to make it to the higher level? What are the ingredients of success, may I say?
Well, obviously, kids in California have an advantage in that they can play year-round, train year-round. And my advice is to play as much as you can, get in a competitive environment, and that'll push you to a point to see whether you can make it or you can't. You know, the academy programs are very good, not only with the MLS teams in California, but the club teams as well. So all young players with talent in our country today have the right environments to improve. And it's very challenging, but, you know, the mentality, the focus for young players, it's important. And yeah. I see it in our roster now. Our homegrown players are very good. So I'm quite encouraged with the development system in our country right now.
Great to hear. The Earthquakes, again, kick off their season on February 22nd against Real Salt Lake, Bruce Arena's debut with the team. The team is unveiling new primary black and blue headliner kits on February 14th with the first chance to buy them in person and meet the players on the 16th of February at the official jersey release party at San Pedro Social in San Jose. It's one of the biggest seasons in Earthquakes history, with Messi and Inter Miami coming into town on May 14th, the new San Diego FC and Mexican star Chucky Lozano coming to town, and the annual California Clasico versus LA Galaxy at Sanford and Mexican Independence Day weekend match at Levi's Stadium versus LAFC. Season tickets starting at $480 and just $520 for seated season tickets at sjearthquakes.com. Coach Bruce Arena, thank you so much for joining us. I hope at the end of the season we get to reconnect and talk about the unbelievable playoff run that you guys went on and hopefully the trophy that you guys have hoisted. It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for your time.
Well, that would be great. Thank you. I appreciate being on today. Look forward to talking to you down the road.
Absolutely. Bruce Arena, new coach of the San Jose Earthquakes, just absolutely fantastic to have him on. What an unbelievable first interview for the boys at First Touch. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the unbelievable last weekend of Premier League soccer that we had. A ton of crazy results, a ton of controversy as well. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beefsauce. First Touch rolls on. Coming up next, don't move.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to First Touch, Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Bisaus. Real quick before we get into it, that was great, Nico. Bruce Arena, absolute legend of the MLS, U.S. national team coach. Really cool to have him on, huh?
I love it, man. When you have somebody that has so much experience and has been exposed to all the talent, that's why I asked him that question. Because naming those names, I mean, the guy has coached legends. I loved it.
Yeah, it's just an unbelievable list of names that he rattled off there. I mean, some of the just absolute legends of the sport, legends of MLS, U.S. national team legends. But nonetheless, we have a lot to get to. Again, we're going to do Champions League talk on the 12-minute segment of the next hour. We're going to stick to Premier League here just to make sure that we can get through everything. Let's start with the Week 23 recap. I mean, starting off with a result that is as shocking as it gets. I mean, maybe not based on how they're playing, but Bournemouth 5, Nottingham Forest 0, plus 105 moneyline cash as it goes over 2.5 of these. I mean, they were dominant from the start. Culvert, masterclass, again, goal and assist. Tyler Adams, U.S. national team player, ran the midfield, 2 assists, unbelievable crunching tackles. Kid has heart. He's actually from my hometown, fun fact. We have played together at the academy level. He was on the younger teams as always, but would see him leaving practice and everything. That's my moment of fame there. And Ouattara, hat trick. Forest in third, Bournemouth in seventh. I mean, Bournemouth are flying, and they're giant slayers, it seems. They're beating City, Arsenal, Forest, United, and they're smoking them all. I mean, what can you say about the Cherries? Because it's just crazy, huh?
We praised our coach on our last show, and I feel like this was an absolute masterclass. The most difficult thing to do against Forest is score a goal against them, and they scored 5. I mean, so if you have that much success when it comes to your attack against such a good defensive team, you are gonna find success in every single game you play.
Couldn't agree more. And it was just, I mean, it wouldn't have been shocking if Bournemouth won to beat Forest 5-0. I mean, they're third in the Premier League and they smoked them. Everyone's having trouble with Forest, not Bournemouth, it seems, though. Another somewhat shocking result, Brighton 0 at home, Everton 1. Everton plus 440 cashes, under 2.5 minus 112. Not really much here, just a big result for Everton. And Dia, the only goal scorer from the penalty spot, Brighton in 9th, Everton in 16th. Same thing, not a very shocking result. Liverpool 4, Ipswich 1, Liverpool minus 909. Our question of last week was, we know Liverpool are going to win. The question is, by how much can they hit the over? They do. They cover it themselves, over 3.5 cashes. Szoboszlai and Salah scored. Gakpo bags 2. Greaves had a consolation goal for Ipswich late on. If you had Liverpool defenders and goalkeepers in your fantasy teams, they did not get the clean sheet. I am one of those people. It was painful. Liverpool still top of the league. Ipswich down to 19th. This one might have had Newcastle fans worried in the beginning. However, it ends Newcastle 3, Southampton 1, Newcastle minus 247 cash. As it goes over 3.5, plus 105. Southampton scored 10 minutes in. It was 1-0. And then Alexander Isak happens. Scores a penalty, scores another goal 4 minutes later. Tonali seals it in the 51st minute. Newcastle in 5th, Southampton in 20th. And I went through those quickly because I have a feeling we're going to have a lot to talk about on this next one, my friend. Wolves 0, Arsenal 1. Arsenal minus 210 cashes, under 2.5, plus 110. And I said we're going to have a lot to talk about, not because Arsenal only beat Wolves 1-0 or we're going to have harsh things to say about Arteta. It's because Miles Lewis-Skelly got a red card in the 43rd minute of this match. Michael Oliver, the referee, has had controversy surrounding his name for years now, most notably when he went out to referee a game in Saudi Arabia. He was paid $20,000 to do so, £20,000, excuse me. The team and the owner of the team who paid him is the Manchester City owner. Since then, every result that you look at in regards to Manchester City or people who are, you know, contending with them to take the title with Michael Oliver involved, it's shocking. It's too crazy to ignore at this point. Nico, my question for you. Is it time for Michael Oliver to never ref a Premier League game again? And what are your thoughts on this red card?
That's definitely not happening, and that's because Michael Oliver might not make people happy, but there's a shortage of high-level refs. I think he is one, but I also think that VAR has made life complicated for referees. I start seeing referees not having that edge anymore to make decisions on the spot. He did pull out a red. He did show it, but the whole game felt like an absolute ruckus to me. I think Arsenal gets that win off of an amazing goal from Calafiori. It's a crazy finish, especially from a defender. And Arsenal gets really, really lucky in this game. It was going south for them the whole time.
They do, and they were blessed when Joao Gomez got a second yellow in the 70th minute. You saw the Wolves manager. I mean, head in hands, looking up at the sky. What did I do to deserve this? Is I'm assuming what he's thinking. Just an absolutely insane decision. It could have been a straight red. It was just ended up being a second yellow. It could have been a straight red. It was a terrible tackle. Not even close. Straight studs to the shin. Really, really bad. And in a situation where Wolves are in 18th, a point here against Arsenal, I mean, come the end of the season, that could be going up or going down or staying up.
Absolutely.
It's just really tough. But nonetheless, Arsenal in second, Wolves in 18th. They get it done. The Calafiori goal. Just unbelievable stuff for our defender. Manchester City 3, Chelsea 1, City plus 105, over 3.5 cashes as well. Kuzinov, new Manchester City defender, very young player, might have had the worst Premier League debut, the first opening 5 minutes of a Premier League debut I've ever seen. Really, really rough stuff for Kuzinov. He had an awful giveaway early on that led to the opener for Madueke 3 minutes in. Just 2 minutes after that, gives the ball away, has to take somebody out, gets a yellow card. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh, man, this is not going to be good for Kuzinov. He settled into the game. He had a couple good tackles afterwards, but you were feeling for the kid. He's young. I believe he's only like 19 years old. Nice. He just got Pep, throw him to the Wolves, man. Just throw him right into a home match against Chelsea. He's been there for like a week, but City need the defensive reinforcements. Nonetheless, it didn't matter. Guardiola scored right before half. He had a couple chances as well. He probably could have had a hat trick, to be honest, but he got the goal before halftime. Haaland and Foden score in the second half to seal the deal. Chelsea really, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but they scored and it seems like they kind of just sat back and let City have the ball. And you can only do that for so long before they kind of suffocate you and inevitably score. And their line was just so high. I mean, it's just like, I don't understand the mindset here. You're not really trying to get possession or keep possession, but yet you're holding a high line. Just essentially, I mean, Guardiola was through on goal 3 times in the first half. It was unbelievable. Nonetheless, City in fourth, Chelsea in sixth. Nico, your thoughts on this Manchester City performance and the Chelsea performance as well?
I think it's a fumble on Chelsea's end on this game. I did think before the game that Chelsea was going to get a result at City just because of how bad City has been playing for a very, very long time. I agree with you. They kind of sat back. They kind of took the edge off of their game. They weren't really looking to counter right away at City. And then as soon as they equalized, they were smelling blood. The City players were going after it. Kevin De Bruyne, I got to say, he's made a huge difference between his absence, and now City's playing so much more fluid through the middle, and the guy
Marmoush as well was class.
He's very, very good.
Not looking forward to seeing him at least twice a season as a United fan. Let's go to the Sunday Monday slate. Crystal Palace 1, Brentford 2, Brentford plus 235, over 2.5 cashes, and Mbeumo and Shade score. As they got one late, not enough. Brentford 11th, Palace 13th. This one's pretty bad. And we spoke about it. There's no way. There is a way. Tottenham 1, Leicester City 2, Leicester plus 475, under 3.5 cashes. Richarlison had a lead for Tottenham until Vardy and El Canoes score two goals 5 minutes apart. Jamie Vardy scores a goal, points at his patch, saying, "I've won a Premier League," points to the Spurs fans, shows up the zero, "You've won zero." I mean, I don't know if it could get worse than this for Tottenham. 2 goals in 5 minutes in the second half. You lose to Leicester at home. Tottenham 15th, Leicester 17th. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And Postecoglou is still around.
You know what's crazy? Postecoglou is still around, and he keeps saying that he needs reinforcements. And I feel like Tottenham board is kind of ignoring him. The most of the attention is going towards the fact that Tottenham has a lot of injured players, which I understand. But you're still a club that's supposed to fight for top four, minimum top six. And now it looks like their only hope of getting to a European competition next year is winning the Europa League. I don't think they're making the top six, no way.
No, there's no chance. And I don't understand the bidding for Tell. Your issue isn't – you just broke your club transfer record for a striker in Solanke. I understand he hasn't necessarily been as available as you'd like, but for me, I mean, you need midfielders. Your midfield gets torn apart week in and week out. I mean, the defenders are all injured as well. I mean, they have – Pedro Porro has been dribbled past more than any defender in the Premier League this season. I think he's great on the attacking side of the ball. In fact, I believe he had the assist over Charleston in this game, but – things are falling apart for Tottenham, but they're not changing owner. They're not changing management. Which, to be honest, I don't blame them. I don't think it is Postecoglou's fault. I think that he's, you know, being hung out to dry by ownership, which we see very often in the Premier League. Yeah. Aston Villa 1, West Ham 1, draw plus 333 cashes, under 2.5 plus 118. I think I called this one. I think I said draw and under here. Ramsey opened things up just 8 minutes in. Emerson tied it in the 70th. Villa 8th, West Ham 14th. Not much there, and a result that, for me, I'm wearing my Manchester United jersey right now. I'm also wearing the Kobbie Mainoo jersey that I own after his performance yesterday in the Europa League. First of all, he needs to be playing in that number 10 role every single week. He is a much different player when he's further up the field, getting the ball, making decisions, passing, laying things off, scoring goals. However, Manchester United go to Fulham, and they win 1-0. Plus 222, the insulting line. I thought it was insane. I was right. Big juice. Shout out to anyone who had the kahunas to take a Manchester United money line right now, the way they've been playing on the road. And the only goal, who is it? Lisandro Martinez, the butcher, scores 78 minutes in. Ahmad had a goal called off for VAR. A massive win for United. Fulham in 10th, United in 12th. Nico, give me 30 seconds on this result for Manchester United.
I think this is probably the best result United has gotten if I take away the win they had against City away from home, man. This was a great result for them.
Huge result as we try and get back. I mean, we're doing great in the Europa League, not so hot in the Premier League, but we're finally out of 13th. I know it's 12th, but look, I have some element of hope here as a United fan, but let's see. We're going to get into the week. Host Tyler Levine alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch with your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Bischoff. I got to say, that American Premium Vodka commercial really gets me fired up, man. Gets me fired up, and I'm fired up to talk Week 24 preview as well. Saturday slate starting off Nottingham Forest home versus Brighton. Forest plus 145, draw plus 240, Brighton plus 187, over 2.5, minus 110, under 2.5, minus 115. Nico, where do you go with this one? Brighton have been slipping for me. I like Forest.
I like Forest, too, and I love the over 2.5. Because both teams are prone to conceding goals. Nottingham Forest plays stronger defensively at home, but they also will score. So I love the over on this one.
Matoma potentially going to Saudi Arabia. Their second bid coming in. I think Al Nassr was the team that bid. I doubt Brighton fights on that. It would be a shame if Matoma this early in his career and how promising he is went to Saudi. But you never know. We just saw Duran go to Saudi Arabia from Aston Villa, which I thought was shocking that they let him go. But look, £70 million, you can't really say no to that. And if the player's willing to go, it's tough to say no. It's the second player after Diaby that they sold to the Saudi Pro League. So with that being that, Bournemouth home versus Liverpool. This is a big one. Bournemouth are playing as good as they've ever played, probably in their club's history. Liverpool, top of the league. Liverpool minus 143. The draw is plus 320. Bournemouth plus 345. Over 3.5, plus 115. Under 3.5, minus 152. It's crazy that I'm going to say this. I don't think Bournemouth are going to be scared. I think that they're going to play their game. They're not going to sit back. They're going to go for it. They're going to think that they can win this game because of how well they've been playing and because they've beaten every other team that is in, I believe, the top five or six. I think every team they've beaten. So, do they have a chance?
I think Liverpool wins this game because they realize what a tall mountain it is to climb in order to win there. They're coming off a Champions League game that they were not really interested in. They finished first. They didn't have to play their starters. They should come in this game full of energy. And that's the only game they have to prepare for other than their midweek game against Everton, which is coming up too.
I agree. I think that they position themselves well enough in the Champions League to have the luxury of not really caring about that game. So they're going to come into this game with fresh legs. That line at 143 is too good a value on a team that, it doesn't matter how good Bournemouth is playing. Liverpool is a significantly better group of individuals. While Bournemouth, I think, have a chance to win, I don't think it's going to be enough. I do like them to score. I like both teams to score. I see this being like a 2-1 game, maybe a 3-1 game in favor of Liverpool. Another team that's just, since they appointed David Moyes, Everton have been on fire. They're at home versus Leicester. They're minus 120. The draw is plus 260. Leicester's plus 350. Over 2.5, minus 109. Under 2.5, minus 135. Do Leicester have enough after the unbelievable result against Tottenham to carry that momentum forward and beat Everton, who are playing at home?
I never bet the under, but this is 100% an under game. I don't see three goals in this game. I think Leicester finds their biggest success when they score a goal, but they cannot help but concede. So either team scores, I feel like they're just going to sit back and try to protect that result. I do think Everton wins this game at the end of the day.
I like the draw, and I like the under as well. 0-0 or 1-1. I've seen this script a million times, it feels like. Everton defend well at home. They also are not the best at scoring. I know it's been better since David Moyes. They just won 1-0 away at Brighton, but it was through a penalty. So this has 0-0 or 1-1 written all over it for me. I'm going with the draw on this one. An absolutely massive game for the relegation battle, Ipswich home versus Southampton. Ipswich plus 105. The draw is plus 260. Southampton plus 270. Over 2.5, minus 125. Under 2.5, plus 100. This is the beautiful part about the Premier League. Normally, NFL weekend comes around. The two worst teams are playing. No one's interested. It doesn't matter. Neither team are making the playoffs. It's all about the draft pick they're going to get. However, we have the 19th place team versus the 20th place team. Southampton are significantly behind. Southampton on 6 points. Ipswich on 16. However, the 17th spot, which is safety, Ipswich is only 1 point behind. So they're going to need all 3 points here. They're going to want all 3 points here, and I am backing them to get it. Nico, are you rocking with me, or are we going to see Southampton get their second win of the season?
I think this is like a game that Southampton plays without an ounce of pressure. If Ipswich steps up to the occasion, they should win this game. They're significantly better. It's proven by the board and the fact that Southampton only has 6 points. So Ipswich all the way for me in this one.
Can you look up while I go into the next game the lowest amount of points scored in a Premier League season? I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I have a feeling
it'll be under 10. I would say under 10.
Southampton are contending for me. They're so bad, it's unbelievable. I mean, they almost beat United, but you know, nonetheless. Newcastle home versus Fulham. This one for me, I feel like, is going to be a cracker of a match. Newcastle -143, draw +300, Fulham +360, over 2.5 -165, under 2.5 +125. I got to tell you what, when I looked at the board, this is my favorite over of the entire weekend. Both teams love to attack. Newcastle at home play very, very well. I know Fulham just at home got shut out by Manchester United, who are not great defensively, but they're going to have to play attacking football because I have a very solid feeling that Newcastle are going to score at least one or two goals here. So for me, I love the over 2.5. I see this being a 2-1, a 3-1 game in either direction, to be honest. But I'm going to back Newcastle after the result against Southampton. Coming back from being down 1-0 will give them some confidence that even if they concede early, that they can still win this game. I'm rocking Newcastle -143, over 2.5, -165. Are you with me, Nico, or are you against?
No, I'm with you because although I do like Fulham and I do like their coach, I think that they're very, very, very inconsistent when it comes to playing. Like one week it's with this one and the other week is the other one. So Newcastle and over 2.5.
I had a feeling you were going to be with me on that one. Wolves home versus Villa. Aston Villa -120 on the road. Draw +250. Wolves +220. Over 2.5 -141. Under 2.5 +110. No-brainer for me. Villa. Moneyline, Ollie Watkins scores a goal. Duran's gone, so he's going to get a lot more playing time. I think that we're going to see a lot more out of Ollie Watkins and a lot more goals coming in. And I actually like the over 2.5 here as well. Wolves can score, and they're home. So they're another team. They're not just going to sit back, but they're also a team that has shown even if they go up, they can blow the lead very, very quickly.
I don't think Villa wins this game. I watched them play midweek in the Champions League, and I also watched them play against West Ham. The last 20 minutes against West Ham, which is not a great team, they were about to lose that game. If there was like 5 or 6 more minutes on the clock, West Ham would have scored. I think Wolves gets a result here, and they redeem themselves for the debacle against Arsenal.
Sunday slate, Brentford home versus Tottenham. Not the game that Tottenham wants. Going to Brentford, who are just unbelievable at home. Brentford +105, draw +295, Tottenham +220, over 3.5, -120, under 3.5, -104. Give me Brentford all day long. It gets worse for Tottenham in my eyes. Brentford are too good at home. I'm not so sure about the total. I'm staying away from it because I just love Brentford that much.
I love the over 3.5 in this game.
All right.
Over 3.5 at +120. I mean, please. Give me that.
Manchester United home versus Crystal Palace. Oh man, oh man, oh man. United -108. We are favorites again after being +222 dogs away at Fulham. Draw +250. Palace +290. Over 2.5 -115. Under 2.5 -111. I'll tell you this. If I see the starting lineup come out and Kobbie Mainoo is playing in at number 10 role, we win this game. If I see the lineup come out and he's back in the number 6 role playing alongside Ugarte or whoever else is in the middle, I like the draw. That's where I go with this one. I think he's that influential being advanced up the field. He reminds me so much of Paul Pogba. When I see him have the ball and the way he carries the ball, his assist to Dalot was class. His finish was unbelievable. That goal, that second goal that we saw in the Europa League yesterday was all him. Plays the ball out to Garnacho, moves into the center of the box. Ball comes across, one touch, nice, easy, calm finish in. He is a different player when he's playing further up the field. We saw a lot last season. He would move more up the field. He was scoring goals, getting more involved. And we haven't seen that this year until last night when we finally let him be more free. He is the key to this team for me. Him and Bruno next to each other in that role under the striker, who I hope is Xerxes tomorrow. I mean, I love our chances to win. We just signed the new left back, Dorgu from Lecce, who's an unbelievable player. He won't be featuring in this match, obviously, but I'm excited to have him in there. I like our chances at home if Kobbie Mainoo is playing more advanced up the field. Are you with me? Are United winning, or am I going to be depressed on Monday morning? Come on.
Get the depression books ready, because I think Crystal Palace gets a result at Old Trafford, man. They play so good away from home. They just lost the game. I feel like they're going to find spaces on the counter, especially against United. And Palace to score is -250. That should tell you all you need to know. The over 2.5 will be the play for me here, but I don't trust to take United even money.
Come on, man. Don't do it to me. All right, we're going to move on. We'll revisit this one next week, because if we don't win this game, I'm going to absolutely lose my mind. Game of the weekend. It's probably been the game of the year for the last couple seasons. The most important game of the year for the last couple seasons. Not so much this year with Liverpool as far ahead as they are. Arsenal home at the Emirates versus Manchester City. Arsenal are minus 105. The draw is plus 250. City are plus 285. Over 2.5 minus 135. Under 2.5 plus 110. What do you have here, Nico? Arsenal is injured, not playing great. City, we know what the struggles that they've been having all season long. How do you see this one unfolding?
Call me crazy. I'm going to put legitimate money on City money line in this game. And I am saying this because I feel like Arsenal at home is due for like a big result, like against them. United did it. It went to penalties. They looked very fragile. Saka is out. I don't see that they have this big firepower. And I do believe that City, although they had some guys coming in that nobody knows about, will improve through those transfers. And Marmoush, man, he brings a different dynamic to that attack.
Oh, he's so good, dude. He's so good. I like him to score. I don't know what the line is. I like him to score. He was all over the place in City's game against Chelsea. He had a goal in. It was called ruled off for offsides. I mean, he's a very good player. He's going to haunt a lot of people for many years to come as a Manchester City player. I'm riding with you. City win this one. I'm not sold on Arsenal's performances recently at all. They're too injured. Without Saka, they look like a completely different team. They barely survived Wolves, given the red card, but I'm riding with City money line. We got some Monday action in the Premier League. Chelsea home versus West Ham. Chelsea minus 275. The draw is plus 450. West Ham plus 630. Over 3.5, plus 102. Under 3.5, minus 125. Chelsea get it done for me. Had some rough results recently. I think this is the one where they win big. I think it's going to be a convincing victory.
My heart goes to the over here. I know it's 3.5, but I do think that they're going to play very open football. And Marmoush, coming from Eintracht Frankfurt, is plus 330 anytime goal scorer against Arsenal.
I like that. So you like the over in Chelsea West Ham. You got any picks for goal scorers for the people?
I think Cole Palmer's due. He has to be. I mean, he doesn't even play in the Conference League, which I think is fair for his class. He's due for a big game, like a free kick, a direct free kick, or a penalty.
What do you make of the before we get into the other midweek games, which are makeup games, what do you make of the controversy with Cole Palmer and his conversations with Pep Guardiola after City beat them 3-1? They're on the field, smiling, laughing, patting each other on the back. A lot of people didn't like that. For me, it's a nothing burger. I don't know what the issue is. There, you know, Gary Neville saying, "Oh, he's playing you. He's making a fool of you." Like, I mean,
people pay too much mind on those things, man.
He grew up playing for City. That's what it is.
They probably text each other.
He was his first ever professional manager. What do you think? Yeah. They're just going to ignore each other after the game? Like it if he did. I would think that was cold. I'm all for that, but spare me with that. All right. We got a little makeup action in the middle of the week. I believe it's Wednesday. Everton and Liverpool play. Everton are home versus Liverpool. This game was postponed due to some crazy rain a couple weeks back. Nico, we had this conversation. What are your thoughts on this game? And is Liverpool now at a disadvantage versus when this game was supposed to be played a month or so ago?
I think they still win this game, but I think it's so unlucky for them that they're going to play Everton under probably the best spell they've been since the beginning of the league under Moyes. I mean, I think that it's unlucky, but I still think they win this game. They go there, they win. If they beat Bournemouth as well, they're setting their feet in for an easy win in the Premier League.
Yeah, if they can take care of Bournemouth and then take care of Everton midweek, you can call it quits for everyone else. It's a race for second after that. So these are two really, really big games for Liverpool. And the other game we have, Brighton home versus Chelsea. This one I like to end in a draw. I think Chelsea win against West Ham, and then on Friday they kick it off. Short week for them, little rest, pretty much no recovery at all. I like a draw as Chelsea.
I love the draw in this one.
All right, up next, 2-minute drill here on First Touch. We'll put together a little parlay for the people. Don't move. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, alongside Nico the Sauce. First Touch rolls on. Coming up next.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Overnight America. Time for the First Touch Parlay. Before we get into it, Nico, the Manchester City fixtures for the month of February are Arsenal, Real Madrid, Newcastle, Real Madrid again, Liverpool, and Tottenham. Unbelievable February for Manchester City. I'm curious how many they're going to win, but we'll dive into that.
Probably the one against Tottenham.
Yeah, that will definitely be the one against Tottenham. All right, First Touch Parlay, United Palace over 2.5, Everton Leicester under 2.5, Ipswich money line, Wolves Villa over 2.5, Newcastle Fulham over 2.5, $100 pays 18.87. Look, I'll just say it, we haven't been great with these, but one of them is bound to hit. I mean, it's just the law of averages, or maybe not. Again, as always, obviously not financial advice, but we'll be riding it. We've been doing it every week, and I'm pretty confident that at some point one of them is going to hit.
I think so.
Nico, real quick, Marcus Rashford, I mean, is he going to leave in this window or is his wages just too high?
His wages too high, but I think it's so embarrassing when the new coach is coming in and he's basically telling everybody that you are not 100% focused and devoted to the team.
That's he what said I'm he would rather saying. Play the goalkeeper coach than someone who isn't giving all of their effort, which is exactly. An insane thing to say. Also, for me, I love Amorim. Maybe not the thing should be saying as you're trying to sell the player, but nonetheless, it is what it is. All right, guys, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to another hour of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We will be back next week to recap the Week 24 games, preview Week 25, and stay tuned because for the next hour, I will be hosting Sports Weekend on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first segment, we're bringing Nico Bisaw's back. He talks Champions League action. So stick right where you are. Go get a bite to eat. hit the bathroom and get back to us. We're talking Champions League action at the 12-minute mark of Sports Weekend coming up next. As always, thank you so much. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beefsauce. We'll be right back.